When it comes to your feet, eBay's got your back. With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, real experts are checking your sneakers. Every stitch, down to the sole. Personally, I can't wait to get a new pair of Giannis Freak 5s. Whatever you're adding to your lineup next, head to eBay. From the drop to your doorstep, eBay doesn't play games with your sneaker game. Just look for that blue checkmark. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit eBay.com for terms. Pro teams have millions to spend, and they don't always spend them wisely. But when it comes to a great shave, you don't have to shell out tons of cash. Harry's saw customers getting ripped off by the shaving industry, with overpriced, underperforming products, and decided to do something better. They found their own way to make beautifully designed razors for a fraction of the price of the other big brands, so you never wonder if you overpaid. Harry's shaving products look great, and the weighted handle makes shaving feel great too. I like to keep my beard neat, and Harry's always leaves me with a smooth yet crisp shave. Harry's quality is top-notch, thanks to German-engineered blades made in their own factory that stay sharp longer. You can get a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, foaming shave gel, and a travel cover for just $3 at harrys.com/bluewire. And Harry's has the highest customer satisfaction in the shaving industry, plus a convenient subscription option that you can cancel at any time. Getting the best doesn't mean spending the most when you shave with Harry's. Get started with a $13 trial set for just $3 at harrys.com/bluewire. That's harrys.com/bluewire for a $3 trial set.
I've been responding to...
All right, welcome to the Swolecast here on RudderGrinders.com. Week 7, and we have a lot to talk about. I'm going to nitpick every single RB projection coming out this week, and we're going to live a little with some of our takes. We're going to draft a couple of good teams that I think are going to crush. I just have a lucky number 7. I just have a feeling this week is going to crush. So stick around. It's all that you need for fantasy football, the first week premium show, the Swolecast here on RedGrinders.com.
Are you being static from the Swolecast? I was like, yep, that's me.
I just want you guys to know I'm total dust. I'm the problem.
Hear ye, hear ye.
Leave it to the guy with the crypto dunes, Abby, to not understand content.
I should have known you getting 30 likes was directly written by someone else.
You know me, I don't do a ton of research before the show.
I've put no research into this, don't know if it's true at all.
You're on the right show.
To it, bro, live a little.
Live a little. Just live a little, guys.
Welcome into Week 7. David Kitchen here, aka Soccer Dave, alongside Mr. Tuttle 05. Tuttle, are there soccer stuff today?
No hard outs.
Well, there's an MLS game at 7, so Tuttle's got to grind the game film for the Columbus Crew if the right back is getting into good crossing spots. You know, I mean, it's tireless work, but someone's got to do it.
Does the MLS start the games or matches on time yet? Is that a thing?
No.
Or are they still just do like a rant? No. They have like random time starts. Who knows when they release lineups? MLS is terrible.
Yeah.
Completely unserious, to take a Davis Matic phrase.
Completely. They are extremely unserious.
All right. We got Davis Matic on the show, and we also have Peter Overzet on the show. I want to start with Tuttle. This Brian Hoyer versus Tyson Bagent game. Boy,
Bajan cash, brother.
You gotta do it.
You guys will appreciate this. For those that, especially those that have been with the show for a long time, Ben Pritchett, natural slugger, used to be a part of the FI tree. He's like, no offense, but if I don't know where this guy went to college from, he's probably not a good prospect. Where did this guy, like, he did not know who this guy was.
He got destroyed by the Colorado School of Mines in his final ever college game. I'm getting some less athletic.
Where did he go then?
Shepherd University.
I've been doing a deep dive on him.
I actually had that legit same thought when he came in. I'm like, who is this?
I've been doing a deep dive on him because the Raiders might be the Giga Brain survivor pick this week. And It's a big call to take the frickin' Raiders on the road as a survivor pick, but I might be going there.
I would just say to natural slugger though, like if you applied that rule
everywhere, like you're going to miss out on guys. Like you would miss out on Jeff Janis if that was kind of how you really approached that.
Saginaw Valley State has a long tradition of owning the Missouri Valley Conference. That is, you know, they are established.
I will say you mentioned Colorado School of Mines for Badgett. So that is like the MIT of Colorado, like multiple, like the smart kids at my high school who were on our football team would go play at Colorado State, and they were not college caliber athletes,
they
but
have
they were smart enough and played football, so they're like, yeah, you can go play on our team.
So their coach is one of the giga brains, like I'll never punt type guys. So you love to see Tyson Bagent. It's Bagent, not Bagent. I learned from reading his bio on Shepherd University today. I was in the weeds on Tyson Bagent, but
holy cow, you are in the weeds.
It's so his Shepherd University bio says it's pronounced Bagent like agent.
Thank you. That'll help me on XM.
Did you slide into his DMs at all?
I mean, I bet he's got about 850 Twitter followers. I mean, you know, it actually is a relevant conversation because we're going to have to talk about their running backs in terms of value guys, because running back is like pretty thin and gross this week. And Roshan is $4,600 against the Raiders. So you actually do kind of need to have
He's still in concussion protocol, though.
Is he really? It is Wednesday, dude.
Yes.
Yeah, he's in it.
Damn.
This all doesn't matter when we get $5,900 Kyler.
Kyler's not going to play this week, so DraftKings got a week to get their shit
and
together.
And they'll get it wrong. They'll still get it wrong.
You think they will? I think it's... Yeah. Okay, I haven't clicked on FanDuel once all year. Let me guess. Let me guess on what Kyler Murray's FanDuel price is. See, because they do the opposite. They never bring the guy down. So I'm going to guess that Kyler Murray is $8,000 on FanDuel.
No, he's six. This is the rare instance where he's actually the men.
They will for sure mess it up. Give me minus -150 that FanDuel just leaves him at that price whenever he does return.
Davis, are you gonna follow Levitan? Did you guys hear the bombshell? Levitan switching to FanDuel Cash this week. This isn't an Overzet's overview joke. This is real. He's playing FanDuel Cash this week.
I mean, I would say FanDuel Cash is like, it is unbelievably easy comparatively speaking. I just, you know, I'm a lazy man.
Yeah.
FanDuel's always had like random. They've always had this dynamic. I don't know how they get them. They always have these random high stake whales.
But this is also like how we get in our bubble, right? Because like it just blows my mind that FanDuel has more of a share for like sports books than like DraftKings does.
Yep.
And it just like how is that even possible? Like I love playing on DraftKings. DraftKings is an awesome interface.
That's how it's possible.
Right. So it's like
here's the thing. I'd love to deposit on FanDuel and start playing some FanDuel Cash, but every time I tried to log in to adjust my shell, they would forget my password and I would have to reset it. So, you know what? I tried.
I went through that. It's like 15 minutes. I got through it, and now it's done. And now it's done.
I did it once. Yeah, I had one issue with it, and then it's been solid.
What happened for me last year, I tried to play for like a month on FanDuel. I was playing the single-entry stuff because they do have some good single-entry contests. And I just got so annoyed of having to change my password on FanDuel once a week, I just gave up. I was just like, I'm not doing this anymore. I'm over it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right. Let's just go ahead and just – remind people that they need to click that like button. They need to leave a comment for us. I still appreciate reading all the comments, even the ones that are pretty ruthless. I still appreciate reading those, especially if they're directed towards one of the other three on this show. So make sure that you leave a comment. And with that being said, let's just go ahead and get to Pete Overzet's overview.
Got that dog in a butt. Got that dog in a butt. Overzet overview. Come on.
All right. Week 7, Overzet's overview. But first, we got to look back to week 6, where a Desmond Ridder double stack won the Millie this past weekend for a user named Dalton Dry. He went on Twitter and credited Ship It Nation for his victory, as well as One Week Season, as well as Stochastic. And I'm sure once he upgrades to X Premium, he'll have enough characters to credit us to here on the Swolecast for his big victory. Congratulations, Dalton Dryan, apparently a bottomless pit of DFS subscriptions over there. Kitchen's team, his beloved Titans, lost to the Ravens in London this week. Tannehill and Malik Willis combined for 150 yards passing, and Tajay Spears led the team in receiving. But don't worry, Titans fans. December is just around the corner. That's when this team really gets cooking. It's once we turn the calendar over to December. Davis Maddock had Ed Miller on the Takecast this week to discuss his new book, The Secrets of Modern Sports Betting. Not sure why you need to read the book, though, when you can just tail Davis on bets like Dontavian Wicks' first TD at 40-1. Those are the real secrets to sports betting.
I'm very upfront. I'm a recreational sports bettor. I'm never going to have to worry about getting limited at DraftKings.com.
This week, I got a free sub to NBA League Pass from DraftKings as part of their rewards program. I am still waiting for box seats at the Garden as a reward for maxing out the spy each week. But honestly, who even wants to deal with parking and concessions? Anyways, League Pass is an incredible gift. Thank you very much, DraftKings.
Peter, I really thought you were going to go NBA Top Shot there. I really thought you were going to be like, when is Roham going to get me into the, Garden?
When utility.
NBA Top Shot is so dead that I don't even think of it as a punchline for jokes anymore. I still get like the occasional email and I'm like, I don't even have the heart to unsubscribe.
You got to block. I blocked them and reported them for spam.
You don't report them for spam. Just update your email preferences.
No, because NBA Top Shot is spam, brother.
No. Who could have seen it coming?
All right.
I'm too lazy to look up whether Tuttle's college football lock of the week hit last week or not, but let's just pretend it did. Hell of a call, Tuttle. Incredible call last week.
Shamari Lawrence, baby. It did hit.
Week seven, this is a generationally bad slate. We have four games with a total less than 40 and only one game with a total over 45. If there was ever a week to build up some relationship equity and go apple picking, it's week seven, fellas. You go out there, hit the orchards. Thank me later. Back to you, Dave.
Thank you, Peter. Yeah, even like for those season-long guys that trying to figure out like waiver wire, like you know it's bad when the names on these waiver wire ads are Craig Reynolds and Zach Evans. And
Craig
Jordan
Reynolds
Mason.
Is going to get 27 touches this week after that block. Man Campbell is going to be like, guys, this is
didn't
what
he get a lot of touches
I need you to do.
Last that week, and he block. Got like 13 yards.
Yeah, he's not very good.
The funniest thing would be if Jahmyr Gibbs is active and Craig Reynolds catches like eight balls. That's
I'm telling you. I'm not, you don't even have to look at your crystal ball to know that's happening. That is like a stone lock.
I took a look at some of the projections and I thought this would actually be a week that Davis would enjoy because Isaiah Pacheco is one of the highest rated running backs.
Why would you think that I would like playing Isaiah Pacheco?
Because it gives you something to reference to how he runs.
Well, I mean, that is everyone's favorite Twitter bit is like he does run like a baby giraffe just learning how to use its legs for the first time. It is like, it is good, but no, I will of course be going the other way. I'll be getting in some Patsy.
All right. Let's take a look at quarterback Tuttle points per dollar. Brian Hoyer leads the pack.
Stop. Come on.
Do we even have a clear situation there?
I actually think Aiden O'Connell is going to start. I think they're going to do the same thing. Like, Hoyer is the option you go to when Jimmy G just fractured his vertebrae in the middle of the game and you think you can win. But Aiden O'Connell, when you have a week to practice and you gotta, like, Aiden O'Connell was bad in that Chargers game, but he was bad in the sense of, like, I don't know, maybe there's something there. He made a couple throws. He had a couple good red zone possessions. Like, maybe there is something there. I mean, obviously, you know, there's nothing there with Hoyer. Like, Hoyer is not, you know, your starting quarterback.
Future.
This would be probably the ideal time also just let you have the floor, Peter, for your Sam Howell bags.
Those bags are doing well. The triumvirate, the late triumvirate of Sam Howell, Desmond Ridder, and Brock Purdy. All three of those guys on the whole are working out pretty well.
How rich? I'll throw Mac Jones in there, though.
Stafford also probably in that list, too.
You'd think Stafford has topped 16 fantasy points once. So really? You would think that? Yeah. It's all yards. They get to the 3-yard line and then Kyren scores.
I have to remind myself like every time too when I'm doing an underdog draft and it's like I grab Puka or Kopp and then you're like, oh, I'll go stack him with Matthew. And it's like, no, you just don't stack him. Like just scroll down and literally take anyone else.
Yeah.
All right. Other quarterbacks. You got Josh Allen against New England at New England.
Well, it's sort of interesting that the three best quarterbacks for fantasy minus Jalen Hurts are all available in this slate, Mahomes, Lamar, and Josh Allen. We haven't had that dynamic, I don't think, at all this season. I think Mahomes has barely been on the main slate, and when he has been, Hurts or Lamar has not. I'm very curious to see what the field does with that. Mahomes is the most expensive. Lamar is 7,600. My gut read was just, I might just make every team a Lamar team this week. If the early ownership projections are right and he is 10 to 15%, I mean, I just can't. It just feels like a goated spot for him. And you've got easy stack options with Andrews and Flowers. The Sims are telling us maybe to not do as many bringbacks as we have been doing, but St. Brown, Gibbs, Jameson Williams, if you want to let your freak flag fly. I don't think I have the courage to do the Jameson thing.
What the Sims don't know is that us talking about bringbacks is a very necessary crutch when we have to fill an hour talking about plays. And so if the Sims take that away from us, this is going to be a 30-minute show.
You've got Geno Smith against the Cardinals. And
yeah.
I love this spot. I mean, I think basically all three of the receivers and Kenneth Walker and obviously Geno, I think they're all in play here.
Well, what's nice about if you do a Geno thing is he's going to be leverage on probably the most owned running back. Who's going to be more owned, Walker or Evans? It's pretty close probably, right?
Yeah, I think Walker, I think there's enough stuff going on that Evans isn't going to get out of control.
I mean, we'll talk more about the running back stuff later, but it's such a mystery wrapped in enigma, wrapped in a riddle type thing because we've got literally nothing to go on. They went on. I'm honestly surprised Isaiah Crowell didn't find his way to this Rams roster with how many like veterans they reached out to. But I mean, I'll reiterate the statistics everyone knows. Every game this season, the lead running back has gotten 71% of the backfield touches for the Rams. Cam Akers had multiple games last season of 100-plus snap or 100 of the actual snaps, but so did Daryl Henderson, who ended up getting waived mid-season. So it's just like the way to interpret that data is that the lead guy is going to get all of it. I don't think, like, for example, with Arizona last week, we saw Ingram and Damian Williams were the guys in the first half, and then DeMarcado ran all the routes in the second half. I don't really think you have to worry about that with all these guys, but there is definitely a rug pull potential of you go all in on Zach Evans, and Miles Gaskin is out there on the first snap, and he's also out there on the eighth snap, and he's also out there on the 15th snap, and you're like, oh my God, I literally just played a special teamer in, you know, DraftKings NFL DFS cash games.
I felt good about Keontae Ingram last week until like the game got out of hand, because even the Damian Williams, like he rushed for like 5 times in a row. And
Dude,
then aside,
Damian,
but aside from that, he was not even in, he had like 3 rushes the whole entire game other than that. And it was Ingram. So
to get us back to quarterback, I wanted to ask when we were talking about Lamar, Tuttle, I'm starting to feel like an overall, the market being close to capitulating on elite quarterback, right? Because that was a huge meta coming into this year. And we just really haven't seen these guys truly separate. Do you get that feel from players at this point now too?
Yeah. Well, I think pricing dictated a lot of it too, throughout the beginning of the season where like we didn't have a ton of value. Even some of the receivers that we were kind of playing weren't very good value options. Whereas this week does feel different in the sense that everything's going to get driven to the higher priced quarterbacks, I think. We got the running back value. I was scrolling through wide receivers. We actually have a pretty fair amount of wide receiver value as well. I think we'll see the high end ownership for maybe the first time this season really get concentrated on those three. And then, I mean, you kind of naturally get that too, right? When you run aggregate projections before the show and Baker Mayfield's the top option for me. Like, I don't want to do that. I'd rather just play Lamar.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I think that's accurate. I mean, I would order my quarterbacks in terms of preference this week. Lamar 1, Geno 2, Mahomes 3rd. And I don't really know if I'll play anyone other than that. I mean, it just kind of feels like, what's the point?
We'll say that. So that's the thing, right? Josh Allen is going to get left out in all this. Like, I know he's supposedly battling injury and he said he's good to go, whatever.
Well, they just don't run anymore. He's 20th amongst quarterbacks in designed rushes. So it's like, what's the use?
Yeah. But he's going to be a lot of just a pwn play by itself. Like, he's going to be, we have him at like right around the same number as Lamar Jackson right now. Like, that's not going to happen. And these aggregate builds I'm running, like, he's showing up like probably sub 5%. I don't know if that will hold, but I could see it.
Yeah, no, yeah. Dolphins on this slate. You're going to have no 49ers, so no Christian McCaffrey. You're going to have like Cooper Kupp and Keenan Allen, and that's like, you're going to have tons of money to spend. So,
man, I would just love to fade a 19% owned Keenan Allen for like the house max. Like, if I get buried on that, whatever. But I mean, him being more owned than Adams, than, you know, the Seahawks guys, than Mike Evans, like, it's just, I don't know, feels like a total slam dunk.
Here's the thing. As somebody who locked Quentin Johnston in the captain slot for that primetime game, they're not throwing it anywhere else, man.
What if can we wish cast Keenan one more week? I pronounced a Jover for him on Twitter, but I could maybe be talked back into one more ride into the sunset with Keenan, with Quentin.
I can't. It was so bad.
Too painful.
What does he cost?
No, don't even. We don't even need to.
He's 3,800. He's 30.
Just play JSN. Right. The rookie wide receiver is actually getting used.
Or Tony, even if you want a gadget guy to pair
wrong
with.
Guy. Rashee Rice. Rashee Rice has arrived.
Rashee Rice is $1,100 more expensive. Yeah.
He's like fully.
What's $1,100 in this Biden flating economy? You know what I'm saying? What's $1,100? It's nothing.
All right. If we're done with quarterbacks, let's just go ahead and just start constructing a lineup.
Mm. Whoa, we have a Shepherd U alumnus in here.
Wow. Also a Brenton Doyle of the Colorado Rockies.
I know that.
Yeah, who could forget famous Shepherd alumni, Brenton Doyle.
Hitting ninth for the Colorado.
I forgot to check that on the Wikipedia page.
I played that dude a bunch in DFS.
I'm fully aware of him because of the tail end of those Rocky stats.
All right, Dave, who's going first?
Davis, you're pretty eager, so I'll let you go first.
All right, Lamar. I just wanted to save you from screwing this up. I really thought there was a chance you were going to say Hoyer. So,
lots of people are saying that my picks have been the ones saving the show.
More and more people are like saying Elijah this Moore. All the time. Yeah. 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 Elijah Moore.
Elijah Moore did not pan out, obviously, with Deshaun Watson. But Amari Cooper did. So,
what did he get? He got 14.
Yeah. What did he
points?
He had one highlight catch, and you're chalking that up to panning out.
Yeah.
He scored less points than Garrett Wilson. So, congratulations.
Jets are for real. All right, Lamar, and are we just going to pair him with Zay or Mark Andrews?
I'll let you choose. I'll give you some agency. I think you've earned this trust.
Some agency?
Yeah, it's tough to screw this one up. Yeah, David, you should decide the stacking partner here, bud.
Yeah. Dave is the last person on Earth left bag defending Rashad Bateman.
Well, Devin Duvernay's still on the team, right?
Had that nice kick return there in London.
Let's go with Zay.
Beautiful.
Zay, great just pick, David. Not that it's a great pick, but he's going to be very popular this week, right? Popular.
Combinatorially, this will probably be the top owned quarterback wide receiver pairing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's why you're playing this in the 5K Challenge DoorDash and Clay Matthews Sunday Football Series, where you do want to get a little closer to the optimal in an unlimited sized contest.
Okay, Pete.
Am I appearing extra eager today as well, Dave?
Yeah, I'm going by eagerness. Tuttle just gets last by default.
Dude, Miles Gaskin's not even in the player pool.
All right, we didn't mention him in the quarterbacks section or this team, and I understand not wanting to play Jordan Love, but I do really want to attack Denver here. Let's toss in Christian Watson, who I do think is a smidge too cheap at 5,600.
He will go totally forgotten. I like it.
I don't know.
Yeah, everybody's on the Denver.
Yeah,
I don't think
he's sandwiched in between. He's sandwiched in between guys that people like to play, though.
Mm.
Like every week, Hollywood Brown projects as the top value, and then obviously he never gets there. Zay Flowers, McLaurin coming off the Giants are just as hapless as the Broncos, really.
Okay, Tuttle.
This is going to be my terrible take, and he was already mentioned on the show, so probably not super terrible. Need a little value. Let's go JSN.
He finally is a real boy. I mean, he was a real wide receiver last week. Yeah.
Finally on the field.
Yeah. All right. I am going to do something that I think will not combinatorially be that popular. I'm going to play Sam Laporta in this lineup. I think every person who clicks on Lamar and Zay Flowers will also probably just click Andrews. So we'll go Mr. Laporta there.
A little bring back action.
Don't the Sims say you actually shouldn't bring back and you're going to get more value out of just taking Lamar?
Yeah. Hey, God, but a legitimate question, because with how close Laporta is priced to Andrews, you just double it with Andrews.
That's what I'm saying. I'm saying I would have to go run this thesis through one of the various Sims, but I would guess that your higher expected value lineup is going to be the one with Laporta. Could be wrong. I could very much be wrong.
But Peter is saying, should you just go double tight end?
Oh, no, I'm not. No, I wasn't. Oh, no. I was just saying, should you just...
That's what I thought Peter was saying, too.
No.
So let's do it. I mean, come on, David, your pick.
Now that I am guessing, and if the Sims say I'm wrong, the Sims say I'm wrong, and I'll put out an alert to everyone in the Swolecast Deposit Kingdom if the Sims say this is wrong. You know, I gotta double check everything via the Sim, but I think this is right.
Okay.
I mean, it's hard to complain. I do think if you are going to do the bringbacks, I think in general, tight end's the position to do it. Laporta isn't your typical tight end who's liable to get a zero, right? Like, he has a pretty high floor compared to all the other tight ends. So I don't mind it.
Okay, let's go Pacheco, their running back.
All right.
Highest team total. And he's not really sharing anything. Got 16 carries. I mean, you got a pretty high floor.
Let's go Pacheco, Chiefs D, and then that leaves us 6,700.
Can we get up to Kenny Walker? I kind of like the Walker JSN pairing. Where it's like we're not playing the passing game through Geno, and then it's just like the points get consolidated around Walker and JSN. But if we don't have the 300, I can let that go.
Well, we got two spots left for the...
Yeah. Oh, do we? Oh, nice. Yeah.
Let's go Browns defense.
What does that do?
Why do we want to play the Browns defense?
Oh, you're right.
I think the Browns defense is good.
And yeah, but I think the Chiefs get to play the worst quarterback in the AFC West.
I would be against David here if I thought this was like... The 6,400 spot we're in kind of currently is not
a little gross.
Yeah.
So I'm okay with the Browns, and that leaves us 55.
Like Minshew.
What, dude? Minshew we could play Gibbs. We could play Gibbs for the double bring back, brother.
So we got 5,500.
You play Marquise Brown.
If you want to get duped with everyone using the ETR projections, definitely play Marquise Brown.
You go F1.
No, dude. McLaurin. Everyone's playing over on FanDuel for VTR this week, man. We're good.
Okay.
All right. Yeah, it's Marquise Brown in this lineup. You got to do it.
Yeah. I don't like it, but
I like this. This is actually two weeks
in a row of building like a perfectly cromulent DraftKings tournament team.
Okay, let's shift to running back. Again, just not a lot there as far as high price guys. Everyone's kind of in this.
I tell you what, if you take a stance on Zach Evans and you get it right, you are going to be printing Sklansky bucks this week. I mean, obviously, I can't tell you if
he's going to be the most popular, like, low price guy, right?
Well, sure. I mean, there's not really. I mean, Rashad White, Roshan or Foreman. I mean, the Bears situation is unplayable if Roshan doesn't play.
I do really think on the Evans price tag that the Stoneman thing is going to naturally funnel ownership to him. Whereas if I think he was even 700 more, like if he was the Deontay Foreman range last week, I think he'd be like 5%. Like people would be like, nah, I'm good. But that 4K and just the lineup building around him, even people who are agnostic on the play, they'll be like, I'll just punt it off like I am tight end. I don't care.
Let me get the terriblest take of them all out right now.
Let's do
it. I'm just gonna say it straight out. Latavius Murray outscored Zach Evans this week.
It's not even a terrible take. It's just the starting running back for the Buffalo Bills. Yeah.
I mean, how old is Latavius now? They're like 38, 39.
He's the oldest running back in the NFL. He's 33 and a half years old.
As someone who had over 1.5 catches for James Cook last week,
they didn't really want to use him, right?
It was so frustrating. So frustrating.
I mean, it's just got to be one of those things where the coaches like actually hate him. Like they just have to just be like, he sucks. He can't play.
They tried to be like, all right, you're the guy. And then
they started like, it seemed like every time he rushed the ball, he did good, but like, they just were not, I don't know. Their offense was super frustrating last week.
I saw a chart today. I think it was Jacob Gibbs tweeted. I just pulled it up looking at rush EPA per snap. And Latavius Murray's top four on the year behind only Devon Achane, Raheem Mostert, DeAndre Swift. So like the Bills. Yeah. I mean, I naturally wanted to be like, oh, why are they running this dust ball? And then you actually look at how he's playing and he's playing pretty damn well.
They're running the aforementioned dust ball because they don't think James Cook is good. Also,
I disagree with that. They just don't want to saddle him up with a bell cow workload. They like using him in specific ways.
Like, when's the last time this coaching staff really liked a running back?
I think they liked Singletary. I think they liked Singletary. They were just aware of his limitations.
They had their hand forced. They went out and drafted Zach Moss pretty early when they had Singletary, and then no one else would pan out, and then they'd be like, all right, we'll let Singletary take the reins down the stretch. Like, in the same way that Chiefs
traded
would be like...
Traded for Nyheim Hines.
Yeah, and didn't use him.
Well, he died. Yeah. He died suddenly also.
I mean, we talked about you mentioned Rashad White, but against Atlanta, he is going to get tons of usage. It feels like Pacheco Davis. You don't like Pacheco, but
I like him. I like him just fine. I don't think he's like an absolute jam. He's like drawing pretty thin to the 100-yard bonus. The Chiefs, like, I mean, good luck predicting their red zone usage at any given week. Like, Pacheco's usage there has been pretty consistent, but this is like a higher stakes game that they really need to win. So that could mean more McKinnon. That could mean Noah Gray snaps. That could mean the Belldozer. I mean, it could just be that there was this tweet going around that the Chiefs are 27th in the NFL in efficiency on third and short in the NFL, despite being the number one most efficient offense over the last 3 years, because Andy just loses his mind. The guy sees 2 yards to go and it's like he's living in a fairy wonderland. I think the far more interesting conversation at running back is, do we think that Kenneth Walker is a good play on DraftKings in like small field stuff at 30-35%, or do we think it's worthwhile working in some Jahmyr Gibbs, working in some Aaron Jones against that awful, awful defense? How about Jonathan Taylor against the Browns? You want to talk about a guy who could just show up with 24 touches that the market is not anticipating at all? They could just decide, like, Zach Moss, thank you for your service. We salute you, but we just paid this dude $42 million, and it'd be nice to win this game. Because this is a winnable game for them if they run the ball well. Like, Cleveland can't do anything on offense.
Gosh.
I don't know if I can get behind the JT tout. But I agree with the sentiment, though, that it's going to happen before anybody's expecting it.
Needing Davis fancy word that means little or nothing, or it might mean this facsimile. I think he cromulent, it does not mean that, but facsimile means the same.
I don't know what's going on.
Yeah,
let's not get into thesauruses and everything else on here. Let's talk about. Go ahead, Tuttle.
Well, let's answer the question: the Kenneth Walker thing. Like, where at what amount of ownership does he become a bad play? Because he is expensive too.
Whatever the Sims tell me, brother.
Honestly, what's the story there in Seattle? I'd be lying if I said I was paying like super.
He's holding off Charbonnet.
He gets all the good stuff. He's given about.
How's the passing game work?
So he's given
9 targets last week, 6% for Charbonnet.
Yeah. The other big thing is that DJ Dallas was playing the first 3 weeks of the season, but now he's down at 0. I don't believe DJ Dallas got an offensive snap at all.
He had 6% of the snaps last week, but yeah, very minimal.
Sure. So that impacts it a little bit as well. I mean, you could say maybe JSN coming on a little bit could be a negative if it tilts them a little bit pass heavier or something. I don't know.
My thing, I guess my kind of macro take is I almost similar to like one Dolphin in every lineup. I might be like one Seahawk, where if I'm not playing Kenneth Walker, I want to play the passing game. If I'm not playing the passing game, I'm fine with.
Yeah, that's a good question. I played 80% owned Raheem Mostert in tournaments last week. Is Kenneth Walker as good of a play as that?
Well, even no. Kyren against his Cardinals team, first half, I mean, had like 0.5 points and finished with like 25 points.
Well, they ran 16 plays.
Yeah, so
there's no way Kenneth Walker will get steamed to those kind of levels. Mostert was cheaper, more explosive offense, less competition. Like the Mostert thing was a perfect storm.
Yeah, my dumb brain sees 7K and it's like, is that really that good of a play? And so if my dumb brain is thinking that, I'm sure that's like.
Well, compare it to just even from like a skill level too. It's like David Montgomery or not David Montgomery, Bijan Robinson or Kenneth Walker. Like my dumb brain is like.
Yeah, I can see how you're like, Bijan, baby.
Bijan go bird. No, I'm saying?
I like how we just are putting ourselves on the bell or on the curve. It's just our faces though. Kenneth Walker goes bird.
I'm the 60 IQ guy. Dave and I are the 60 IQ guys who just say Bijan go burr. Tuttle is the middle guy for sure. Who's yeah. like,
gosh,
$7,000 is a little bit too much for a guy with a 9% target share.
Yep.
Where's Peter? Where's Peter on the bell curve?
Slide of left.
Tuttle, can we get a terrible take on or boots on the ground take rather on Aaron Jones this week?
When it comes to your feet, eBay's got your back. With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, real experts are checking your sneakers. Every stitch down to the sole. Personally, I can't wait to get a new pair of Giannis Freak 5s. Whatever you're adding to your lineup next, head to eBay. From the drop to your doorstep, eBay doesn't play games with your sneaker game. Just look for that blue check mark. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit ebay.com for terms. Pro teams have millions to spend, and they don't always spend them wisely. But when it comes to a great shave, you don't have to shell out tons of cash. Harry's saw customers getting ripped off by the shaving industry with overpriced, underperforming products and decided to do something better. They found their own way to make beautifully designed razors for a fraction of the price of the other big brands, so you never wonder if you overpaid. Harry's shaving products look great, and the weighted handle makes shaving feel great, too. I like to keep my beard neat, and Harry's always leaves me with a smooth yet crisp shave. Harry's quality is top-notch, thanks to German-engineered blades made in their own factory that stay sharp longer. You can get a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, foaming shave gel, and a travel cover for just $3 at harrys.com/bluewire. And Harry's has the highest customer satisfaction in the shaving industry, plus a convenient subscription option that you can cancel at any time. Getting the best doesn't mean spending the most when you shave with Harry's. Get started with a $13 trial set for just $3 at harrys.com/bluewire. That's harrys.com/bluewire for a $3 trial set.
Like, is he playing?
Idea what the status is. No idea.
Oh, Michael Zimmer said the same thing. Because Denver has just been atrocious on defense.
I will say this is the spot where, like, Dylan like worked himself out of work.
Played himself out of an actual job today officially. So that's
good. Yeah. I mean, I guess it's an interesting.
I mean, AJ Dillon in that Raiders game. I mean, I just don't know how you play any. I don't know how you play any worse than that, man. Like, this dude has thighs the size of planets, and he can't get more than 76 rushing yards on 20 carries against the Raiders.
That was his best game of the season.
I know that, and that's the thing, right? Like, and that was by far the best game of his season. The split was more lopsided at the beginning of the year than I believe we were kind of anticipating. I'd have to go back and look, but I do think it was more tilted in favor of Jones. Because I know at least I entered the season thinking it'd be something more like 60-40 or kind of how they've handled it in the past. I think it was way more tilted to Jones. So I do think that's an interesting one. The other one we haven't talked about, we saw his name flashed up a little bit. I do think this is the week where everybody's like, oh, Eckler's going to be 15%, and then he steams up to like 35% in the spy or something like that. Like, I do think Eckler's going to be like, well, everybody's playing Keenan Allen here. Let's just play Austin Eckler for... And then he gets up to like the 35% range.
I can see that negative game script. Gonna be catching a lot of passes.
I could see that him being the beneficiary of just like the overall gross slate, and he's like the least gross of the high end options. Although that could also be Jacobs. This might be the final spot where everyone's like, all right, this is the week for Jacobs, and if not, I'll get off the train, but I'm gonna go back.
Enough with the Josh Jacobs. We gotta put him and Joe Mixon in the same pile of like we gotta, because I think why these guys are
projecting that's mean so to Jacobs.
Well, I don't know. Jacobs got 25
rushes. And now he plays the Bears.
If everyone felt that way and he was gonna be
sub 10%, I would fire up Jacobs.
If I really wanted to be mean, I could have put him in the Tony Pollard pile, but I was trying to be kind to myself.
I don't get that take from you guys. Like, I saw like the film guys, oh, he has no burst. He looked fine. Like, he got caught down on that long pass, but
you don't have the same irrational attachment to him that all of us virgins do.
And I'm also watching like Sam Houston State once a week as well. So like
great branding, by the way, from the Conference USA to just give the people what they want on a Tuesday and Wednesday night.
Gosh,
I mean,
MTSU so losing that game last night, and then Western losing.
Hey, they covered though. They covered. That was a whale play on Sports Grid TV yesterday. Had to give out MTSU plus 14.5.
Damn, dude. All you do is give out winners.
Shipping
winners. All right. Any other running backs before we move on to wide receiver?
Thank you, Steven.
I got one more running back take, which is Brian Robinson Jr. against the New York Football Giants. I mean, just
how excited were Brian Robinson owners last week whenever they threw the ball in the one to Antonio Gibson?
Well, I mean, Brian Robinson also got a TD he probably shouldn't have gotten on a screen pass from like 20 yards away where he carried six dudes in the end zone with him.
Man, just bulldozed.
One little development for the Commanders backfield that is an issue is they're starting to use Chris Rodriguez too. He had 20% of the rushing attempts. Like, if that starts to devolve into that three-way thing, it gets real. When it was just Robinson and Gibson and they kind of played in a game script type way, like, then you get that positive game script for Robinson and you're looking good. But yeah, just want to point out the fly in the ointment there.
Here's what's going to happen this week. We're going to get some report on Sunday morning that the Rams are going to be starting Zach Evans.
Yeah, Glazer's going to say it on TV. He's not going to tweet it. He's going to say it on TV.
Except it's going to be Darrell Henderson, but continue with your story.
Okay, he's going to say it on TV. You know, everyone's going to tweet it. Underdog is going to tweet it. Everybody's like, oh, we got to play Zach Evans this week. Like, I know we've already talked about him, but there's going to be some sort of like confirmation bias on Sunday that makes everyone want to play Zach Evans.
Yeah, future self, like, when you're listening to this, don't react to that.
The thing was, the initial quote from McVay before they brought in Henderson and Gaskin was not a ringing endorsement of Zach Evans. This is what he said. He goes, obviously you saw Zach Evans get the first carries. We got Royce Freeman on our practice squad, and there'll be some different things that we're in the midst of working through right now. It doesn't scream to me. You know, normally in those spots, he'll be like, we really trust our guys in our room. Like, Jordan Mason can step up. Like, that's how, you know, Shanahan talks about his backups. He's like, obviously Zach Evans is a guy on our team that we haven't trusted all year.
Obviously, Zach Evans is a person. I can confirm his existence on this spectral plane.
Obviously, I've been on the phone begging other running backs to come slide with us this week.
Miles Gaskin is getting our good friend Miles Gaskin has had a long journey this year. I'm rooting for him.
Leonard Fournette, Leonard Fournette still not being with the team
after Drew Dinkmeyer, all these injuries. Drew Dinkmeyer has a Google alert for Leonard Fournette, and I just know that Buffalo Bills one, the Tom Pelissero report, had to have been the happiest he's been in the last 6 weeks.
Oh, same.
I'm impressed at the level of IQ in this Swolecast chat, where it's like we have multiple people like, hey, just play the Rams passing attack. Don't bother with the Rams running it.
What if I told you? What if I told you Tutu Atwell leads the Rams backfield in not rushing touches, but rushing yards because he gets one jet motion sweep that he takes for 60.
What if I told you Short King Summer ended last week when I Gold Star locked Tutu Atwell?
What if I told you
run it back? I like that take kind of
that. Wandale brought it all the way back, going 8 for 62. Short King Summer back on.
I do like Wandale.
Okay, let's move on to receiver. Favorite receiver play, Davis?
Rashee Rice. Rashee Rice. Because I think he's expensive enough now. I think when he was at 3,700 or whatever, it was just so easy to be like, you know, whatever, if he gets 8 points, you can still bank if you correlate your other spots. But now that he's more expensive,
Do you think he's the guy in Kansas City? I mean, obviously they lost Watson.
So every week that goes by that Sky sucks worse, like every week where it's like Sky can't get open, Sky drops everything.
And MVS too. Like if you want to print, MVS, money this year, you just take the under on Sky and MVS stuff.
Marvin Jones unders. I don't think he's caught a pass since week one. Marvin Jones unders have been free. But anyway, every week that passes, Rashee Rice is closer to just playing like 70% snaps. Also, very low key. Kadarius Toney season high in snaps last week.
That's why, and he's under 4K too. So he's in that JSN range where one of these 4K guys are.
It's just like if Kendrick Bourne, you know, is showing up as an option. If Curtis Samuel is going to be popular. You know, if people are clicking on, I mean, Trey Palmer was my gold star lock last week before Mike Evans. By the way, Baker, just put it the biscuit in the basket, man. Whoa. He makes Trey Palmer
80-yard touchdown.
That was not the only one. He had 190 yards of air yards last week. He just Baker, your buddy, I love you, Boomer Sooner. But come on, man, Trey Palmer was open.
Is the one to Mike Evans. He had Mike Evans. Someone just forgot their defensive assignment. And he had one to Mike Evans, and the ball got bad at the line of scrimmage. And literally, there was no one around Mike Evans.
Baker. Baker did not cover himself in glory in that game. Anyway, point being, Rashee Rice, sub 5%, I think.
I don't think
he. I mean, he is objectively terribly priced at 4,700 to his median projection. Like, if you soar 5 points per dollar, your finger is going to get sore from scrolling all the way down.
The problem is he is by far the most attractive salary relief in that game. Pacheco.
Yeah, that's the issue.
Yeah.
Or Toney.
And if Watson's out, right?
Buddy, Palmer is 4,800. He just had the best game of his career on Monday.
That's why I said
night.
By far the most attractive hunt play option in that game.
Yeah, no, right.
Palmer could have had 100 more yards, too.
Oh, my
too.
God. Why is this a thing? The receiving room. I'm just sorting by exactly it, like by the Kansas City receivers. Why has it come to this, Andy Reid? This is
because they drafted Clyde Edwards-Helaire instead of T. Higgins. Imagine if they would have just selected T. Higgins with that pick. Like we could be living in like spaceships. You know, world hunger could be solved. Israel and Palestine. You know, it all would have been over if the Chiefs would have just taken a good wide receiver with that pick.
So, talking about receivers and like the high end receivers, obviously Cooper Kupp is probably going to be like locks in people's cash game shells, right? But Diggs 8,900 against the Patriots, it feels gross. but also something that kind of, to your point, I don't know who said the Josh Allen thing. Maybe it was, Peter. Me. Oh,
Tuttle. I think it was like a really, this really handsome guy.
Yeah.
On the show.
Tuttle.
Yeah.
So like an Allen Diggs combo could be like hilariously underowned this week.
I wonder, just though, no too, to if we're at the point where you can, it seems weird to say, but with how much Diggs is consolidating the targets, if you can just play the Diggs alpha game and not even bother with Allen.
It, wait, aren't the Patriots, don't we need, what's the zone, so, man versus zone? What's the,
oh, no.
Oh, I'm actually not allowing this on the show. Strike
is that a thing? Isn't that a thing?
Oh, the Sim want to get his hand in the dirt, huh?
No, great. No. We are absolutely not doing man versus zone on this show. It reminds me, I need to revive the wide receiver versus cornerback bit, but no man versus zone. This is like the new most popular thing on Twitter. Like Ayuk versus man, Debo versus, absolutely not. No. Not allowed, man.
I mean, you've got Gabe Davis. I must have missed Liam's tweet last week about Gabe, but that guy is
I just... did see one tweet from Liam during that, and he just goes, I got to see something from the Bills on this next drive.
I saw that tweet too. I saw that.
Liam, I almost got Liam to capitulate on Kincaid last night. He was thinking about it.
Oh gosh. Yeah, so I don't know. All right. Other receivers that you like this week, Pete?
Well, I do think we should talk about the Rams thing, because I mean, I even see it in like the season long streets and people panicking about Puka. Like last week, the salary gap was 1K between Puka and Kupp. And that obviously tilts it to Kupp when, you know, Puka's 8K, but now it's almost a 2K difference. And Puka's still commanding 33% of the targets. This is an awesome matchup here. So I really do like Puka at 7,600.
Second highest column yet week,
but there's got to be an explosive passing play allowed stat out there that Silva's going to reference with this Steelers defense.
Yeah, and like the thing too is, I think the concern was, I was like, I know Puka's going to continue to get targets, but are they just going to be all by the line of scrimmage and whatever? And like, he's looking for him in the red zone. You know, he is still a huge focal point of what they're doing. So if the sentiment is now swinging so far in the other way, and we're getting a price discount relative to last week, I like that a lot.
Chat just
Kendrick Bourne had 11
roasted. Peter, you just got bodied by Michael Zimmerman.
How can I get bodied in the future before something happens?
Because that's how well these people know you. He's already preparing. He is.
The problem is there's no way for me to lose because I have a shit ton of Cooper Kupp and Best Ball Mania. So I'll be victory lapping either way. My DFS lineups, AKA the beauty of the portfolio review. So go run another lap, Michael.
That's why I wait to do all my Best Ball Mania drafts for the last week so I could scoop all that Cooper Kupp at 19th overall.
All right. Pete, other receivers that you like?
I mentioned Christian Watson. I do think we can do short King Summer thing again with Wandell Robinson. I mean, the Commanders just get absolutely lit up by number one wide receivers, and I think we can crown Wandell Robinson the number one wide receiver on the Giants at this point.
It is short King Summer, baby. Wandell. You love to see it.
Is he going to end up being super, super popular, do you think?
I feel like people don't really want to click on a Giant, so that is definitely going to keep it a little bit in check. And I mean, you know, there's a lot of good mid-tier value. Zay Flowers, Christian Watson, Hollywood Brown, McLaurin, Josh Palmer. Oh my God. Bring me inside the mind of someone clicking on Kendrick Bourne. Well, not 11, be me.
11 targets last week, and you can expect them to probably
David didn't even have to bring me inside the mind. He just is that mind.
Right here. and our own Sims liked Kendrick Bourne last week. So
God, this chat.
They don't know anything, man. They say one.
They got my terrible takes
downs.
Too.
Come on,
they got
man.
My terrible takes too. With the Hyatt, everything. Yeah, that was my Hyatt. Issue.
73% of the snaps.
He's on the field too now. He just needs someone to throw him the ball.
Well, he got uh, He had a pretty long pass that I think he stepped like out of bounds
on. Yeah, he actually looked good. That looked good though. Mm-hmm. Like it looked like he's like
so
skill there. So what? So the this was my thought. We had the Ritter doubles takedown last week. This week it's the Tyrod or Daniel Jones doubles with the cheap guys. Oh my god!
Can you imagine if someone wins $1 million USD with Tyrod Taylor?
Well, I think Sam Howell is cheap enough for you. Yeah. Like, here's what's interesting about this week is that if you wanted to just not play Cooper Kupp, right, you could make a really good lineup just with mids, basically. Just mid-price guys and not even have to worry about some sort
good,
of salary.
Good strategy a lot of the times. Right, just play a lot of 8 to 12% owned guys. Yeah. You know
that goes against
the fancy play syndrome in us. I
remember one of the first things Dave ever told me about DFS theory, like back like 10 years ago when we were all still kind of learning. He's like, DraftKings, it's all about the stars and scrubs. On DraftKings, you just gotta find the three guys. That's how you win.
Davis, at that point, I was legit a DraftKings pro, so
David, at that point, everyone was a DraftKings pro. If they just played guys who were in the lineup, you were getting print.
Right. Dave, if only you would have stumbled upon a pithy slogan for your strategy, maybe something like "Team Jam 'em in," you would have a massively successful YouTube channel right now.
Well, David didn't even invent that. I invented that back in the years where you had to play David Johnson and Le'Veon Bell every single week.
I was at first. David Smith invented that.
So those who know David know he's like a basketball guy at heart.
True.
His pants were off the year that FanDuel decided to do like the drop a score
thing. Drop score.
Yeah. And you could really just punt that last position.
Oh. I've forgotten about that till just now. They did a drop us because they wanted it because it was the zeros.
I kind of liked it.
You know, yeah, retroactively. Zeros are
ruining people's lineups. And so they wanted to like, it was no late swap. And so you just like played.
That was the new version of that is the people in the replies to FanDuel and DraftKings. Like David Montgomery.
Give me my money.
Void it. Void Montgomery. Void it.
That those people are scum. I mean, the people who want their player props are like they're total scum. But doesn't it seem insane thinking back on that was ever a solution that FanDuel arrived at? Like it's just crazy.
They didn't want to do late swap, and and it was
like, if somebody gets zero, their night's not ruined.
It's better for family time, brother.
Tuttle needed DraftKings to have that, but for the captain position on Monday night.
Quentin Johnston, just drop him.
You get the next best lineup in your captain score.
Oh, he was so bad.
All right. I do want to talk about tight end briefly, but we got to create a FanDuel lineup real quick.
Remember, yes, we're done with it. No.
No. Are you kidding me?
If anything,
this week is more relevant than ever to take
it's
down.
It's true, these guys. Everyone, we're gonna try and figure out Levitan's shell here.
Don't show Davis Jahmyr Gibbs price tag here on FanDuel.
Oh no, am I gonna have
6,200?
Okay, all right, they got me.
Craig Reynolds,
I'm pulled right back in. Craig Reynolds, he's probably like, let's see, Craig Reynolds is 56.
Zach Evans is 4,800. That's your cup of tea. All right, Tuttle, you start us out.
I will give a shout out to FanDuel because they appeal to the common man who likes to play guys that are like fun to play, right? Like you don't have to worry about
Jeremy Lin.
You can jam in some of the Jeremy Lin. Oh god, Linsanity.
I won the $5 GPP on draft day 5 times in the Linsanity run because they wouldn't adjust his price. He was just like six, and he was the number one basketball monster value, and that was back before.
Davis, we don't have time for all your, back in my day.
This is a kitchen S story. This is like kitchen talking about his dynasty league win last week.
We shipped the worm on draft day, and
It was called the Rose, brother.
All right, let me
pick.
Mine was the worm. Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, I don't know who to pick. I had all that filler time too to decide somebody to pick.
Yeah, I just was telling a story and you got nothing.
I know we're gonna go with Pete's take here. We're gonna go Puka.
You steal Puka?
Yeah, I'm gonna steal Puka.
That was gonna be mine. ripped him right from out from underneath me.
Chalk Puka. All right, Pete.
We didn't get him in on the other lineup, so let's play Mark Andrews here.
Good pick.
Chalk tight end. All right, Davis.
Gibbs.
Chalk running back. This is a lineup that's going to compete actually, the 1v1 or 2v2 with
Levitan. I bet he won't get out of control on FanDuel, actually.
No, I will bet you a lot of money that Levitan will not have Gibbs in FanDuel cash this week.
All right. You know what? Let's just keep this train rolling. Let's go Bijan at running back.
Wow. Are we only playing good plays on this lineup? Yeah. This is off brand.
This is going to be the 2v2 that takes down Levitan's cash game lineup. All right.
Tournaments.
Tuttle.
Let us go. I'm going to go triple running back, and then you guys are going to not like this pick, but I'm going Josh Jacobs.
I love it, buddy. It's on FanDuel.
It's on FanDuel. True, it's on FanDuel, where touchdowns matter.
Yeah. God, $8,000.
$8,000 for Josh Jacobs.
That's a good price.
This is like someone who posts.
You guys are unfamiliar with FanDuel pricing.
No, dude. This is like someone who posts their grocery bill and it's like $417, but they bought only like prepackaged meals and the jumbo Cheez-Its. And they're like, this inflation is out of control.
I don't even know what that means.
Josh Jacobs is the prepackaged meal when you could just buy the ground beef for much less money.
Yo, low key,
ground beef is a lot.
Low key, for those people that don't actually play FanDuel right now, their reward system is, I mean, the not overall reward system is better, but you can get like more legitimate offers if you start putting money down there.
I mean, shout out DraftKings for just absolutely dismantling their rewards program over the last
Dylan,
year.
Shout out Dylan. Shout out Dylan from DraftKings that put money in my account yesterday for no other reason, but I assume that he
buddy, you're just getting money flat out dropped in your account on DraftKings. What influencing have you been doing in the DraftKings streets to warrant that?
Just assume that he saw some of the stuff that happened over the weekend and it was a pity thing.
Just assume he saw your DraftKings balance and was like, man, this guy could use a top.
I can't even get my dude to.
Well, this is the first time he's texted me credits. This first time he's texted me in since April. So
you don't text him ever?
No, I don't pull a Davis and pull him away from his family on a Friday night. All right.
Davis, did you invite your DK rep to your wedding?
I would have if I had one at the time. I was in between reps. My old rep quit the company, but I would have.
That's how you get some bonus
cash. That happens like every 2 months too, right?
Yeah, Jordan.
Davis, did you book your flight yet for Drew's wedding?
No.
Come on. You're not going to be able to. You're not going to go because you're going to be like, oh, flights are too expensive. If the window is passed. Peak season in Miami.
How much Super Bowl weekend cost? Oh, I didn't know that. Okay, maybe I won't be able to go then.
Whose pick is it?
It's my pick. We need a wide receiver. All right, I'll make the bad pick this week. I'll make the one that makes everyone groan. Quentin Johnston.
No.
No. Why? No.
Why?
No.
Go Rice.
Go.
Sure, whatever.
Rice. Go Tony.
If you could make an evidence-based take on why Quentin Johnston should be in this lineup, I'll hear it, but you don't have any evidence.
Like, if you do this, like, I would rather Wondell, like,
okay,
if you do this,
all right.
You can never groan at one
I'll
of
give,
my
I'll give 30. Again. I'll give 30 seconds of a real answer, which is
I'm legitimately curious.
Serious game. The Chargers really need to win. Losing this game, like, deads their ability to make any sort of serious playoff run. I think coaches, generally speaking, make better decisions or the decisions they need to have made the whole time when they're in the foxhole. And it's going to be, oh, we're down 13 points against the Kansas City Chiefs. Everything is easy for them. We have Donald Parham and Keelan Doss out here running routes. Maybe we just use the guy who is an elite deep threat in college, who we just spent the 20th overall pick on in the NFL draft.
Yeah. Tony is 5,500.
Okay. I need Dawson. Davis to rewatch the game imagining that he locked captain Quentin Johnston in
balls. Look, I get it, man. I get it. It's Jover. Quentin Johnston.
There was one play that Johnston was the first read. Herbert looked at him for like a tenth of a second, just ran right to the next guy. Like it's just brutal out there. And I locked him in. I do have bad history with Johnston because I thought he was actually pretty bad in general in college too. And then he went on like a 3-week tear or 4-week tear where he had like 12 receptions.
Well, he started out this last college season. He was like the fourth wide receiver on his team for a month and they never adjusted his price. And then he went on an insane run.
Yeah.
All right. Let's speed this up. What are we putting in? Are we putting in Rice?
We'll put in Rice.
All right. My wide receiver, one Seahawk in every lineup. Let's do Tyler Lockett over here.
Lovely. Oh, Peter, by the way, our JSN versus Lockett, who does Leone project for more in week 17 bet, scintillating right now.
It is. It's going to be a fun sweat at this pace.
I'd say we don't even have a quarterback yet. Let's just go Lamar.
This is the last time that quarterback has been the last. Yeah,
this has never happened before. Let's just go Lamar, though.
Yeah, I agree.
What does that leave us with? 3,700?
Yeah.
Okay. You could also go Geno if you wanted to. David.
You could take the Bears.
You got the Bears against Aiden O'Connell.
Well, yeah, we have Jacobs, though, right. is the problem here.
That's fine.
Okay.
I think that's
Jacobs can get there via 11 checkdowns with AOC like he did the first time AOC played.
Let's talk about tight end because I have seen some optimal builds where there are two tight ends, Mark Andrews and a cheap one.
That's early in the week stuff. That always ends up getting filtered out by Sunday.
But still, Mark Andrews is going to be – at 5,700, he is in like flex play range. If you wanted to get like a Michael Mayer in, like Mayer's 2,700 this year.
I mean, Mayer's in the cash game shell. If Levitan had not abandoned DraftKings for FanDuel, he would have already had Mayer. He would have had Mayer as a must play this week in the ETR write up.
Mayer's 2,700. You got still Musgrave, Kyle Pitts, 4K.
I love this. Ask Kyle Pitts. He went like 43, 4, 37, 33, and now he's just going right back up.
No, ask me if I played Kyle Pitts in cash last week at 3,900.
You know ball if you did because
3% owned. Ask I me feel if I won last
it's no
week.
Irv Smith Jr., Dave, but it's a pretty good
Of all the weeks I have ever lost on DraftKings, last week feels the worst because I knew what I was doing was bad as I was clicking it. And I was just like, sure, Evan Ingram, 4,500. Why not? And it's just like, when has that ever worked out for any, like Evan Ingram was the Tobias Funke meme, you know, where it's like $4,500 Evan Ingram. A lot of people try it and it's never worked out for them, but maybe it'll work out for me.
Davis, you hyped me up into losing my contest last week.
On who?
You were talking about Justin Fields being like the elite guy for cash.
Well,
games.
Wiggins did it too. I mean, and I kind of wanted to.
I was like, you know what? He could get a 40. Davis is right. He could get a 40 point, you know, and just kill all those other guys.
I mean, he might have. He broke his hand.
Yeah, but he wasn't looking great before that either. And
Fields never looks good until the play where he like blasts off, though. It's true. Just neither here nor there. We're talking tight ends, Dave.
All right, yeah. But Andrews versus a cheap guy like Michael Mayer, where are you at?
I mean, Mayer is a smash show, but Kincaid, Musgrave, McBride, that's something that projections are not going to accurately capture, but McBride is the lead tight end there now. It flipped in this last game, and I don't think it's going to... What would the point of it not going back be? I mean, they're
well,
one in...
The point is that it flipped at the end of last year and then they abandoned McBride at the beginning of this year first.
I guess that's true. I don't know. McBride,
I'm with you,
at, like...
though. I mean, McBride's actually interesting.
Yeah, I like McBride. And McBride is going to be direct salary leverage on Mayer, who will be like the most popular play probably.
Gerald Everett, 5 targets and a touchdown last week. Maybe he's becoming the number one tight end there in Los Angeles. Okay. AJT says, let's speed this up. I have a hard out. So
yeah, we're
I had a hard out 9 minutes ago.
Yeah, what's going on? All right. Let's do it. Tuttle, who's your terrible take this week? Was it Jalen Hyatt? You want to stick with that?
Don't let the chat spoil it.
Jalen Hyatt's more terrible than JSN, so we'll go him.
Okay.
You'll end up being directionally accurate when Darius Slayton has his first monster game of the season.
Yeah.
I mean, last week was a monster game by his metrics.
Yeah, what, 60 yards?
Yeah. Yeah. And we get clamoring for these college football props now. So tonight on Underdog, Jonathan Brady, over 37.5 receiving yards is the play.
I'll give out what's Kelly Akarie's? Is it like 46.5?
Oh gosh, I don't think they have one right now for him.
I played him
50 yard game.
I played him last week at about 8% owned on the Wednesday night slate. 223.3. Just beautiful stuff.
Dominated.
All right. Davis, final thoughts.
Final thoughts. 4 weeks ago, everyone would have lost their minds Joker style for a Chiefs-Chargers game. But because the Chargers have been bad for 2 weeks in a row, the total's down. People are less excited. But the chances are is that game, I think, could get pretty wild. And if you find non-Kelsey, non-Keenan, non-Eckler ways that you like, I don't judge anyone. You know, if you're a Palmer guy, I mean, do it in the dark. I don't want to hear about it. But, you know, go with God on that game. I think it is going to be pretty good.
Okay, Pete.
Colorado School of Mines has actually been pretty good at generating pressures on defense. Fade Bajan at your own risk.
He always wins.
We didn't even talk about Drake London as far as those Drake London bags last week coming back, but I think he's back. I think that the Falcons are just back. Pitts, London.
It was Bijan dying for the passing game to get going.
Ritter. Bijan still got some targets last week. But anyways, I'm just going to enjoy watching this week without having the Titans stink on me.
You're not excited for Malik, dude?
It's not going to be Malik. It's going to be Will Levis. Malik.
Oh, Mayo boy. Well,
If signing Dobbs for a must-win game last year and then Malik this year hasn't shown you enough, it's Will Levis, and it's tanking for Caleb Williams and just giving him ownership of your team, just giving him equity in your team. So with that being said, appreciate everyone that again just sticks with us and you know, leaves comments and just builds us up. Really appreciate it. We'll see you next week, week 8, here on the Swolecast, RoadRunners.com. Peace.